NRCC launches website bashing Democrats accepting socialist money for mock. By Jacob Bliss on April 19, 2021. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, launched a website Monday morning aimed at publicizing certain vulnerable Democrats who have not returned campaign donations unexpectedly received from Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. The NRCC launched a socialist give-back website aimed towards the vulnerable Democrats who were wired money from Ocasio-Cortez's campaign. This is part of the latest attempt by the Republican campaign arm to tie the Democrats to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's partisan socialist agenda. The NRCC has labeled these seats as offensive opportunities to win back the House in the upcoming midterm elections. The committee's website displays a ticker with the amount of money the far-left congresswoman gave to her colleagues, which amounts to $160,000. So far, only six vulnerable Democrats have given back the money they received from Ocasio-Cortez, which the ticker illustrates, showing $30,000 given back. Politico reported that some swing district Democrats fret over whether to return her money before the GOP can turn it into an attack ad. Vulnerable House Democrats are being bankrolled by radical socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who wants to defund the police, implement government-run healthcare, and open our borders. The NRCC's website reads, posing the question, which Democrats will give back her socialist cash? NRCC spokesman Michael McAdam said in a statement, vulnerable Democrats who are bankrolled by a radical, self-avowed socialist forfeit the right to complain when we accurately tell voters about their dangerous socialist agenda. The website shows a list of over two dozen vulnerable Democrats who have kept the campaign cash given by their socialist colleague. Rep. Tom O'Halloran, Diaz. Representative Josh Harder, DCA. Representative Katie Porter, DCA. Representative Mike Levin, DCA. Representative Johanna Hayes, DCT. Representative Lucy McBath, DGA. Representative Cindy Axne, DIA. Representative Lauren Underwood, DEL. Representative Cherise Davids, DKS. Representative Jared Golden, DME. Representative Haley Stevens, DME. Representative Angie Craig, DMN. Representative Andy Kim, DNJ. Representative Mikey Sherrill, DNJ. Representative Susie Lee, DNV. Representative Stephen Horsford, DNV. Representative Antonio Delgado, DNY. Rep. Peter DeFazio, DOR. Representative Susan Wild, DPA. Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA. Representative Lizzie Fletcher, DTX. Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX. Representative Colin Allred, DTX. Representative Elaine Loria, DVA. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DVA. Representative Kim Schreier, DWE. Breitbart News reported at the beginning of April, the campaign for Ocasio-Cortez wired $5,000 directly into the campaign accounts of several vulnerable Democrats after the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, provided wire transfer information and account numbers to her team. The DCCC and Ocasio-Cortez apparently did not check with the vulnerable Democrats who got the cash before giving out the wire transfer account information. Now several of those Democrats are giving the money back, fearing that Ocasio-Cortez's financial support could be more politically damaging to them than the money is worth. In March, the NRCC introduced an exit list that highlights the Democrats who are likely to retire or run for a different office in 2022. The previously released list from the NRCC listed 47 offensive opportunities, including 29 battleground Democrats. The battleground districts are where President Biden lost the district or where the 2020 presidential or congressional margin was within 5%. A survey done by the NRCC found when linking Democrats to Pelosi's agenda helps Republicans in the polls. A February poll from the NRCC showed, when Pelosi pushes her partisan socialist agenda, the Republicans' advantage grows in the ticket-splitting districts. Pelosi's poll numbers were down 20%, showing her at a 58% unfavorable rating. Out of the unfavorable, over half, 51%, find her very unfavorable.